It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMI Prayer Line. The other day we talked about a total transfer. Today we're going to be talking about being brought back totally. Being brought back totally. As we continue to talk about sanctification, and we are relating to the theme that we've been discussing, considering that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God, which is one of the aspects that we've been discussing considering the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. In Romans, we read about two kingdoms with their opposing laws of operation. The devil's law is the law of sin and death. The law of God's kingdom is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Everything Satan has within the grasp of his kingdom is to kill, to destroy, and to bring about death. Those things that God wants to do and to bring about in our lives is life, and has the abundant life or the spirit of life within it. Look at Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It's made me what? It's made me free from the law of sin and death. The law that Christ has given us, that has been embellished through the work of the Holy Spirit, has given us hope. It has given us life. It breathes upon us the grace of God, that we might become the sons and daughters of God. When we enter into this kingdom, we are no longer in the devil's territory, no longer under the devil's law. His kingdom does not apply to us because we are in another kingdom. We have been translated, carried over, spirit, soul, and body. And this transaction occurs through the blood of Jesus. We are sanctified or set apart to or for God by the blood of Jesus. And then as we walk in the covenant of the blood and let the water of the word and the power of God's word minister, the Spirit of the Lord ignites and empowers and employs the grace of God within our hearts in such a way that we can walk in the law of the Spirit of life. Now let's consider the implications in relation to the body of the believer. I can say by experience that this is where it really begins to operate, when we bring it down to the realm of the physical body. Consider this. I believe the scripture is from 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought by a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You have been bought by a price. What price? Calvary. The cross. The life that Christ gave for you. He stood in your place at the cross. And the spirit of life is within you and has given you power to become the children of God. The words bought at a price take us back to the theme of redemption. We are bought back out of the hand of the devil with the blood of Jesus. How much of us was bought back? Just our spirits? No, both our spirits and our bodies belong to God because Jesus paid the total redemption price of his blood. Body, soul, and spirit were God's completely. Both my spirit and this temple I live in are all his. Sometimes we consign our Christian lifestyle to our words, our actions, etc. But within the context of these bodies, that operates. And we cannot disentangle the spirit of life from the temples the spirit dwells in. And our life needs to emulate, needs to show forth the glory of God and let Christ be manifest in this world. And if you'll give him that opportunity, he will show forth his glory and the power that has taken place, that you've been bought back totally, redeemed from the law of sin and death, and the power of God and the spirit of life has been breathed into you to have life and that more abundantly. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I have been bought back totally from the devil's kingdom and brought into the kingdom of God. My spirit and body belong to God because Jesus paid the total redemption price with his precious blood. I have been set apart I have been sanctified. I am His and not my own. And I trust in Him and know that His love for me makes all the difference in the world. And that if I can dwell in that love and allow the Spirit of life to flow through me, I can have the joy of the Spirit within me, and I can show forth His glory, and God's life can flow. In good times and bad, the reflection of God's love can make a difference. Thank you, Lord, for buying back my life totally, setting me free from the law of sin and death, and allowing the Spirit of life to be brought into my being through the work of redemption. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today here at the Covenant of Grace Prayer Line. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace, please get in contact with us. You can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com, or you can check out our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. And there's some neat tools there and some excellent material that you can use to help you grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As well, check out the FBC forum and consider possibly becoming a student with Focus Bible College. We have some great tools for you. You can work towards your degrees. You can work towards just enhancing your spiritual development as a Christian. Either way, get in contact with us and information is there. Thank you for being with us today here in the Prayer Line.